morning. Tomorrow there is Hashem is Rosh Chodesh, and on Shabbos we lay in Parshas HaChodesh, and Parshas HaChodesh is all about HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. So I thought it would be appropriate we should speak about the concept of Rosh Chodesh, and as much time as we have, we'll talk a little bit in the machshava of it and a little bit of the halacha of it. Now, before I start, there's always a lot of confusion as to who Rabbi Reisman is. Whenever I go around, I say that my name is Rabbi Reisman, so they say, "Oh, how do you say such a tremendous Novi Shir?" Yeah. So the person that says the Novi Shir, his name is Rabbi Troyer Reisman. He is a Rav in Flatbush. In Far Rockaway, there is Rav Yaakov Reisman, who is the son-in-law of Rav Gifter, the son of Rav. And there's a joke amongst the Mispalalim in Far Rockaway, who is the other Rav Reisman? Is the one in Flatbush the other Rav Reisman, or the one in Far Rockaway? One thing, the Mechavad Rav Reisman in Far Rockaway, with the Hebrew of Rif, and they called him up as Rav Yisroel Reisman. And then he said, Hagam Bichvoshe Samalcha Iti Vavayis. He said, Yaakov Reisman, you're calling him Rav Yisroel Reisman. And anyway, I'm a third Rav Reisman. Easy to remember. Avram Yitzchok is my name, and there Yaakov in Yisrael. So we have all the others amongst the Reisman. Avram Yitzchok, yeah. And anyway, no, we're all not Mishpacha. Rav Yisrael Reisman is a lady. Rav Yaakov Reisman comes from Hungarian Mishpacha, and we're Chayvish. Even though they say back once upon a time, we were Mishpacha. But all Klal Yisrael Mishpacha, Be'ezus Hashem. So this is the third Rav Reisman. So, now, getting back to the point, the Gemara says, and also we say it every time that we're Mekadosh the Chodesh, Tani Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Il Molei Zochu Yisrael Hagdol Tnei Hashchina Pamachat B'Chodesh, Dayum, that if we are Mekabel Tnei Hashchina once during the month, so then that would be enough. Says Abaya Hilchoch Torah Lememra Mu'umad. Since saying Kiddush HaChodesh, which we say after the moon gets a little bit larger, there's Machloikis, if it's after 3 days or after 7 days, if it's in Hogim, but it's called Il Molei Lo Zochu Yisrael Lahagdil Pnei Avim Shebashmayim Pamach Bechodesh Dayom Omer Abaya Hilchoch Tzorach Lememra Muhumad. Therefore we have to say Kiddush Levona Muhumad. So the question is, why is being saying Kiddush Levona being the Kabbal Pnei Ashkina? What do we have to do with Pnei Ashkina when we Mekadosh the Levona? Fine. We see the Levona, and it's a very nice thing, but where is there a concept of being Mekabel Pnei Ashkina? So the truth is that Rabbeinu Yonah in Perek Beis, in Brochus, to Perek Tfilat HaShachar, says this lotion to explain the Gemara. Why is it that saying Kiddush HaLevona is considered being Mekabel Pnei Hashchina? Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Af Al Pi She'eino Nira La'ayin, even though we can't see physically HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nira Al Yedei Nifl Osof, Achein Ato Kel Mistatir Kel Yisrael Moshia, Af Al Pi She'estatir Mikol Boko Mizgala Al Yedei Nifl Osof, V'chein Al Yedei Mechadesh Chadoshim Mipi Moiri Harav. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah that just like we can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but through his niflos, through his nisim, and not necessarily nisim we'll see, but through his wonderful actions, his wondrous actions, we can recognize a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also through the chidush of the chadoshim, we can come to appreciate and understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the Rabbeinu Yonah is getting us in the right direction, but it's still not exactly clear. What is there in Kiddush Levona, in Kiddush HaKodesh, that it's Mitgala, Nifloiter, of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and we are Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, and therefore we have to say, standing up, just as we're Mekabel a Rosh Hashiva, a Rebbe, a Melech, etc., etc. So there's another Gemara which is very, very important. The Gemara says, "Kol Hayodeya Lachshov Tekufos Magodos Vein Choishes Alav Anema Espoel Hashem Lo Rou." That if a person can be Machashev Tekufos Magodos and he doesn't do it, it's just like he's not seeing the wondrous actions of a Kodesh Baruch. Now, we all learn Gemara, and everybody learns the halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh to a certain extent. But in Eretz Yisrael, there are a number of yichidim who are bekiyim to an unbelievable degree in Kiddush HaChodesh and the halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh. And of course, one of those is Chaim Kanievsky, who has a sefer on Kiddush HaChodesh, and others which are very well versed in astronomy, and the tremendous, tremendous deal which is necessary in order to be able to derechavish the chadoshim, to know how to relate to Rosh Chodesh and when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, has always been called the Sod HaIbur, and this Sod HaIbur is something which was kept as a secret by the Chachom of Klal Yisrael for hundreds and thousands of years. Now, when I was young, I used to think that the Sod HaIbur means that there's this cheshbon of 29 days, 12 hours, tachad chalokim, that every time we say the Kiddush HaLevona, every time we have a molad, that this was the Sod HaIbur. But it turns out, after learning the halachas more of the Ilum, that this is only the molad hamishu'ar, approximately when the molad should be. And there's always this discussion when you have daylight savings. I just came from the States now. The States, they already have daylight savings, so when I came here, I only lost 4 hours, which was not so bad. But they have daylight savings, and over here, they don't have daylight savings. So is the molad here different than the molad in America? And the answer is no. Because the molad which we have is not related to the hours and the clock system which we have over here, but rather it relates from Sheshit and Bereishis, and then the first Molad was, and then we keep on making a cheshbon of when the Molad is going to be according to this 29 days, 12 hours, and Tatar Chalokim. Pardon me? 1056. But the point is that this is only a molad hamishuah. And for instance, this month, we started having a molad on Sunday, and Rosh Chodesh is only going to be on Tuesday. And the molad is not the time when Rosh Chodesh starts, but really 6 hours after that. So this is only an approximate molad. But to be able to make the exact molad, it's necessary to have tremendously sophisticated mathematics. Nowadays, there are computer programs, I can ask Dr. Ben, right, that the computer programs which are made are very, very sophisticated to be able to figure out exactly when the real molad is supposed to be. And the idea is that the Gemara, in Shir HaShirim, Yoda Shemesh Mevo'o, that the way that the Shemesh works, the path of the Shemesh is quite clear, and you can calculate very easily. But the moon, if you look, if you're somebody, we don't have it so much here, but you live outside in a Moshav or something like that, near the Torah, and you can really see the moon from month to month, or from day to day. It sometimes seems to be going forward, then sometimes it seems to be going backward, and until just lately, it was almost impossible to mathematically figure it out, except that Chazal had a special method which the Rambam discusses in Perek Yud-Chet Mehilchus Kiddush HaChodesh to be able to accurately calculate exactly when the Molad is going to be to unbelievable accuracy. And this, not the Molad HaMutzav, this is what the Rambam calls the Sod HaIbur. But to learn Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh is really a very complicated thing, but it's worthwhile to make a chavura, to get someone who learns it properly and to go through it, because it shows what we're talking about, the Poel Hashem, the tremendous hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in everything that he created and in the Nisim and Nifloos that he gave over to Klal Yisrael, the understanding of the Bria to depths which are unfathomable, that even today science has not really gotten all to down to the understanding that Chazal had in what the Bria is all about. And therefore, through our understanding and seeing how much Sod Hashem L'Reyov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over the understanding of the Bria to Chazal, we can appreciate understanding our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are so many things that when I was young, I learned in Chumash, and I said, can this really be true? And unfortunately, when we get older, we find out about it, and we can't even mention the Rabbi, the different types of things, but the Torah understands the characteristics of the human being, and what he needs, and how he acts. This is the Sod HaBriya. But under all circumstances, and this is really what we're talking about, to see that there is such tremendous accuracy, such tremendous power which is behind everything which was done in the creation of the world, this is seeing Niflos Habore. This is understanding Niflos Habore, and for this reason, when every Rosh Chodesh, we can know when the Rosh Chodesh is going to be, and we can see that the moon goes with a specific and completely accurate path to it, this is the Misgala of the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's like being Mekabel Pnei HaShechina, and this we're going to talk about now. Being Mekabel Pnei HaShechina means to relate and to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he fits into our life. We all say that Purim is always an other Sheni, because we have to be Soymech Purim to Pesach, to be Masmech Geula to Geula. Sounds very nice. Masmech Geula to Geula. But really, what does it mean? What is this concept of being Masmech Geula to Geula? So we're going to see now that there are two types of Hanhoga that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has. There's the Hanhoga Nisteret, Hanhoga which is hidden, and there's the Hanhoga which is Goli, which we can see. Our Avoida in this world is to learn from the Hanhoga Hanisteret, from the hidden aspects of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, such as the Protius, how it manifests itself as if it was being seen specifically in our eyes in the way that we do something and everything which we have in life. So the idea of being masmich, geula legula, means that we should know that just like Pesach was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand and we saw his hand, we should see his hand in everything which exists in the world and everything which happens in the world, and therefore the idea of having an understanding of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself, whether it's in the Bria or whether it's in Hashgacha, these two things go hand in hand. And for this reason, this is the concept that we have with Rosh Chodesh. In this week's Parsha, it says, is the Chodesh here for a second? Says like this. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, v'yom hachodesh harishon, v'achod lachodesh. So what does it mean, v'yom hachodesh harishon, Se'echod l'chodesh. What is the Yom HaChodesh? It should really say, the Chodesh HaRishon, Se'echod l'chodesh. What does it mean, the Yom HaChodesh HaRishon? So we know that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan has 10 crowns to it. Do you know, by the way, what are the 10 crowns that Rosh Chodesh Nisan has? A lot of people talk about the fact that Rosh Chodesh Nisan has 10 crowns. I just mentioned it in passing because very few people know what the 10 crowns that Rosh Chodesh has. The Gemara says that the first Bria Sa'olam, the world was created in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The question is, we say that the world was created in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So what was it? In Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or was it in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? So before she explained, all of the Machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he carried it out on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So we say that the world was created on Rosh Chodesh Nisan because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. So the question is, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs 6 months from deciding to do, Lama Abayehi, what is this business? He decided, and then 6 months later he does it. What does this mean? So we're going to talk about this in a second. Then it says it was Achod the Nesim, the first of the Kabbalahs of the Nesim were given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was Achod the Kahuna, it was the first time that the Kohanim, until then Moshe Rabbeinu was working, and from then on the Kohanim, Aaron the Bono, Achod the Avoida. Now this is not so clear to me because Moshe Rabbeinu also did Avoida before, but the Seder Avoida as we have it in the Beis Hamikdash, that started on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Echad liyirila sa'esh, there was a fire which we all know from the Sukkim, which came down and started the burning of the korbanos. That was the gilui hashchina, also to a certain extent. Echad lachilas kodshim, that was the first day that they ate kodshim, the kohanim ate kodshim. Echad lashchina, the anan, the cloud came down. Echad lebirchas kohanim. It was the first time that they made Birchas Kohanim. Echod li'isur bomos, that was when it was, became usher to make korbanos at other places, that the Mokum HaMikdash was Mekudish to be the place where everything should be brought. The Echod l'chadoshim, that was the first day of the first month, that's when the Hebrew, the Jewish calendar started. So here we have 10 things. These seem to be, okay, first time the Nesim worked, Kohanim worked, Avoida. What is the idea over here? What's going on? So, I mentioned on Shabbos when I spoke by Rav Hager that there's a very interesting Siporna. The Siporna says that Vahi b'chodesh harishon hukam hamishkan. They put up the Mishkan. What was the Mishkan? What was the Mishkan? Says the Siporno that the Urios, the curtains which were made of Tchelis, Agomim, Plashoni, they were the first thing that were put up. The question is, if they were the first thing that were put up, there was nothing to hold them up. They just were, so he says either they took people to hold them up, or it hung in mid-air the nest. They put it up there. So when I spoke by Rav Hager, I asked people what was on the Kruvim, on these Uriel. What was the pictures which were on it? What was all of the pictures, you know? What? What? Ari Vinesher? It says Kruvim. Was it Kruvim or Ari Vinesher? So in Parshas Truma, it says by the making of the Uriel, it's a very interesting Rashi over there, and it's Sifti Chacham also, which people don't know, which is important. It says in Parashas Truma, "Be'et Hamishkan Ta'asa Es Yirios Sheish Moser Etcheles Vagom Etvashoni Kruvim Masich Choshev." It says that on the Yirios there were Kruvim. Says Rashi, this is the Rashi that you all know. Kruvim hayu mitzurim b'hem ba'arigosam. It wasn't just stitched in, but it was made part of the fabric itself. And not only that, elam itad echad, arim itad zeh, v'neshem itad zeh. You had a lion on one side, and you had an eagle on the other side. So the Sifti Chacham asks, It says in the Pasuk that they were Kruvim. So how can you tell me there was Neshe Mitzad Echad and Ari Mitzad Echad? It says it's just a comment. Some people want to say that Rashi doesn't really mean what he's saying. They were really Kruvim. Kruvim were angels of some sort. But to explain to you that on one side it was different than the other, so he says Ari Mitzad Echad, the Neshe Mitzad Shemi. That's one more answer. So this is come back not correct. On the Urios, you had the same thing which was on the Kisya Kovod. What were the animals or the images which were on the Kisya Kovod? Ari, Nesher, Kruv, and also Shor. So the Forshim explained that since the Urios represented the Shechina coming down on this physical world, therefore they had on the Urios the images of the Merkava. What were the images of the Merkava? Ari, Nesher, Kruvim, and there's a Machlokis. Because since they did the Cheder Egel, some people say they left out the shore because they didn't want to have any problems with the shore. Some people say they left the shore out. But whatever the situation is, the Urios, what were the Urios? The Urios were the Merkava coming down Kaviyochel and the physical world. So therefore, you have in the Urios the purpose. What was the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? The whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was to bring the Shechina into this world. Where did we see the Shechina? We saw the Shechina in the Urios. Therefore, first they put up the Urios. Sof Maaseh B'machshava Tchila. The first, whatever you're going to do, you first have to decide what you're doing. When you decide what you're doing, then you go ahead and you carry it out. So, in the physical world, you have to first do the actions before you can come to the purpose. In the spiritual world, the purpose is right there from the beginning, because in the spiritual world, there's no time, there's no space, so therefore you go right away to the purpose. Sof Maaseh, the Machshava Tchila, that by things when you have to do it, the mice is at the end, but when you're talking about machshava, then it's tchila, then it's in the beginning. And for this reason, we have the concept of all of the machshava, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world in Nisan, and then he created it in Tishrei. Because we have two sets of time. We have a spiritual set of time, that's Nisan, the Chodoshim, Rishon Hu Lachem, for the spiritual world, and you have also the physical manifestation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's through Tishrei, through the creation of the world, when on Rosh Hashanah we want Parnasa, we want Chaim, that's the physical. So there's two. There's the physical part of the world, that's the Tishrei part, and there's the spiritual part of the world, which is the Nisan part. So therefore, when we say HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, so what are we talking about? That we always have to put forward, we always have to put first the spiritual part and how Kodesh Baruch Hu manifests itself. So therefore, the Pasuk says, "Bayom HaChodesh," this first day, which has the 10 miracles or the 10 spiritual aspects to it, this day manifests the whole Chodesh. What is the whole Chodesh? The Chodesh is spirituality. To have the spiritual world being manifested for us. And also, this is the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh, that we also relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the physical world, we see the spirituality, we see his miracle. Now, I have only 5 more minutes, and I want to just end with one more thing, which I think you'll find interesting, and to see how we can use this in everyday life. At the end of Parshas Pekudei, it says 18 times Kasher Tziva Hashem Etz Moshe. So why does it say 18 times Kasher Tziva Hashem Etz Moshe? So the Gemara says it's Keneged Yud Ches Chulios Shem Shidra. There are 18 Shukhulios? Vertebrae, right. There are 13 vertebrae in the 18 vertebrae in the spine, and that is the 18 brochos which we say in Shmona Esrei. So the question is, very nice, there are 18 brachas and there are 18 chulias and everything, but what does that have to do with the Mishkan, and why does it say it over again? Kashiativa Hashem Es Moshe, Kashiativa Hashem Es Moshe. there's an interesting thing. What do the vertebrae have inside of them? What does the spinal column do? It sends the messages of the brain throughout the whole body. And the vertebrae is the place where the spiritual part of the human being meets the physical part, and that this whole body is controlled through the moach, through the machshava. That here we have an example where the machshava is in control over the mind. And what is Shmona Esra all about? Shmona Esra is that we're mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he, on his spiritual level, should control the world for us, and we should be able to have what we want, the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirituality within the physical world. What is the Beis HaMikdash all about? What is the Mishkan all about? The showing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the manifesting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the physical world. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he created the possibility of us seeing him through the Kel HaMistatir, through the Bria, through the Teva, and then he gave us the Mishkan with the Urios HaMishkan, which he manifests himself. And now today that we don't have the Mishkan, how do we have this connection between the spiritual world and the physical world? That's through the Shmona Esra, which is connected to Kulios, which we have. Now, Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheni no mesifrucha, that if you don't keep Klal Yisrael, if you don't keep them, then I don't want to be in your, and therefore in Parshas Tetzaveh is not mentioned. But at the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel them, so the Chassidish, Kabbalah say that Mecheni no changed to Chai Nemon. If you take a look at it, you'll see the same letters that are Mecheni no, they're also in Chai Nemon. Chai is Gematria 18. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zocha that he should be a Chai. What does Chai mean? That the spiritual world manifests itself in the physical world, and he was Neman, he was able to accomplish his purpose in the world, and therefore at the end of the Beis HaMikdash, at the end of the building of the Mishkan, when Moshe Rabbeinu carried out what he was supposed to carry out, therefore it says 18 times, Kashir Tiva Hashem as Moshe, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carried out what he wanted, he was the Chai Neman, which made what he wanted to be to manifest in the world. Now, for us also, we have to understand, so from Ma'aseh V'Machshava Tchila. In America, there was a period where the Jewish religious community was disappearing. In the 30s, the 40s, when they first came, there was tremendous, very nice kehillas. Somebody told me in St. Louis there was 100 kosher busher shops. Today in St. Louis, there are maybe not 100 families which are kosher. I mean, now Baruch Hashem is coming back, and 20 years ago for sure not. It all became reform. And they said, why was that? Because the parents, unfortunately, said, Tishver Tzayin Ayid. But if the kids hear the whole time, Tishver Tzayin Ayid, so they said, you suffer. I don't feel like suffering. I don't want to suffer. Why should I suffer? And therefore, we lost the whole generation because of Tishver Tzayin Ayid. When it comes to Pesach, we all often are so orangutan, so involved in the cleaning of the Pesach, that people are already running off. To America has become an unfortunate fad. The people run off to hotels. They can't make Pesach. It's so difficult to make Pesach in the hair. And instead of not making Pesach, they kill Pesach. They destroy Pesach. What kind of Pesach can you have in a hotel? What kind of Seder can you have in a hotel? Right? Why is that? Because it should be a designer. It's fair to make Pesach. The nitzvah to making Pesach, it should be a pleasure. It should be a work of the family. Everybody should get his little job. But people should realize the chametz is not what kills you. It's the relationship which you have to the chametz and to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The ikkar should be so nice to the machshava tchila that we have to understand the ikkar of Pesach is the ruchnius. If we spend a quarter of the time preparing the Leila Seder, what you're going to say to the kids, what you're going to say to the grandchildren, and instead of worrying about whether there's a piece of chametz in the back of the of the water mechalet, of the refrigerator, or of the microwave, or how do we okay, this is all very nice, but that's not the makara, that's not the sof ma'is from machshava tchila. I wish everybody that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be misgal in their personal life, they should be able to be zoicher hashgacha pratiyus, and we should all be zoicher to have a real Pesach of ruchnius that we should eat from the zochim in Meir Beis HaMikdash.